صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 1st of Rajab, 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 3rd of February, 1443, 2022. So we continue with our inheritance series, episode number 4. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, so just to recap what we have been doing over the past few weeks, can Mufti Saab please do that for us?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 1st of Rajab. We read the following du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. A hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, grant us barakah during this month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and wa balighna Ramadan, and spare us for another wonderful month of Ramadan. We say Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. And then we know, whenever it is the beginning of the Islamic lunar month, then we remind yourselves that we should read the following dua. There are various duas, but this is the simple dua, and that is mentioned in Abu Dawood, and that is Allahu Akbar Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, make this month a month of khair and goodness, wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. So in that way there, Almighty Allah will bless us. You know, Imam Malik rahimahullah, at the beginning of the Islamic month, he used to exert himself, and his students would ask him, why do you do so? So he said, if the beginning of the month goes well, then the entire month will go well, inshallah al-Aziz. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whenever a Muslim person passes away, then there are the following five things we have to do. Number one is, if there's amanat. So ABC person passed away, but somebody left a watch by him, somebody left money by him, somebody left jewelry by him, Kruger coins by him, so or her for that matter. So all that must be given immediately to the rightful owners. So that is compulsory and must be done immediately. So there's no mix-up that that does not form and go as part of the estate. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Verily Almighty Allah commands you that you return the amanat and the trust to the rightful owners. So that's number one. Number two is, you know, today you have to pay. So you have to pay for the coffin, the shroud, you have to pay for the grave, you have to pay for the hearse. So all that there, so that comes under funeral burial expenses. Now here, there's one point, I'm not sure if we mention it or not, but let me just mention it now, because sometimes a lot of mix-up and confusion in the minds of people. Now when the announcement is made on the radios, on the social media, so and so person has passed on and his demise has taken place, so people start coming there and so forth. Sometimes people come from far and wide, and now they start feeding the people. There's tea, there's meals, all that. You cannot use the money of the deceased estate. That's haram, that's not permissible. So we must be clear on that issue there. You want to be hospitable, you want to entertain those people who are coming, you the is, the family must use your own money. So we must be clear on that issue there. So that is number two. So the funeral, burial expenses. Then number three will be the death of the deceased. Remember, this is of paramount importance. Today people delay. I know of examples. People have delayed their estate for 10, 20, 30 years. The dada passed away, grandfather passed away. Then one of the sons or the daughter passed away. Then the grandson passed away. So we're looking at three estates and all that, and yet it's not winded up properly and so forth. So all of them are guilty. The executors are guilty. All the heirs are guilty. And those who are delaying, they are the most guilty. They don't want to sign this document. They don't want to sign that. When there's a meeting, they will make sure they're not present. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tughda anhu." The hadith is authentic, mentioned in Mustafa Ahmad. The person will not enter Jannah and paradise until and unless the debts are paid of the deceased. So imagine what we are doing. We are causing taklif and harm to our own beloved father, our own beloved mother, our own beloved near and dear person. That's what we are doing. So therefore, it's compulsory to expedite the matters. Some people got in their minds and in their hearts that you must wait for 3 days, 40 days, all that are for the fairy tales. There's no such thing in Islam. Everything must be expedited and done quickly. So all the debts that person, whether it's business debts, personal debts, all that must be paid to the creditors, and whether that person is Muslim or non-Muslim. So as far as the debts go of human being, that all the scholars and jurors agree. However, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbali say it is not confined only to the debts of human being. Dainullahi ahaqqu wa awfa. The debts of Almighty Allah are more deserving to be paid. So whether the person made wasiya or not, according to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, whether he mentioned it and it stipulated in the will or not, whether he told people about it orally, verbally or not, so the debts of Allah will also be taken out from there under the category of debts. Remember that. And that will be like the zakat, sadaqatul fitr, the fitra, kafara, how many oaths that person took and he violated, desecrated the sacred name of Almighty Allah. There, Hanafis say that that will come under the next category, and that is wasiyah. Wasiyah means that where the person had bequeathed, either in writing and mention it in the will, or either verbally, orally, there are two witnesses and so forth. So he said that, you know what, that my adopted son, my grandson, this one, that one, my neighbor must get 1,000 rand, 5,000, 10,000, all that. Or for example, salat and all that, that he must and all, or the fast that he must. So all that will fall in that category there. So according to the Hanafi scholars. Or Hajj, remember that. So you left the money, so that must be done. But the maximum amount is 1/3 and of the net estate, and it must be for non-heirs. You can't make wasiyah and bequeath for an heir. So that is not permissible. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us a proper sequence and a tartib. You must remember that. So that is that we must not be bequeathing for an heir. So that is not permissible. And then the last one will be the shares of the heirs. So that is what we have to do. So to bequeath for the shares, for the heirs. So that is something that we need to understand. So that is when a person has passed away. And remember the famous line I always tell you, justice delayed is justice denied. So that is what we must remember.
Mufti Saab, the next question is, what are the shares when the husband or the wife passes away?
So you must remember that we discussed in last week's lesson that what are the shares of the person. You must remember that, say for example, the spouse passes away. So we will say in a case like that, that we must know the shares first and then we can speak about it. So what are the shares? So remember that if the husband passes away, so remember the share of the wife will either be 1/8 or 1/4. factor. So either 12.5% or either 25%. So when the husband passed away, whether from this wife or any other wife, so he has a child or children, so she, the wife, will get 12.5%. And if there's no children at all from her or from other wives, so remember the wife, the one who's surviving now, who's alive, so she will inherit 25%. So straightforward, so what are the shares of the wife? Either 12.5% or either what we will say is 25%. And I gave you all the verses and so forth in last week's lesson, Surah 4, verse number 12. So you will find it there. So either Ruba or either Sumun. So simple that is. And turn it the other way around. And that will be, now the wife passes away. So, and then the husband is alive. So what will happen in that case? So for the husband, either it is Ruba or either is Nis. So either is 25% or either is 50%. The wife passed away and there are no children, nor from this husband, nor from any previous husband. So she doesn't have children at all. So for him, the husband will be 50%. And if she passed away, that is the wife, and remember that she had a child or children from this current husband or any previous husband, maybe the husband passed away or divorced her, and then she passed away, so then for the husband will be 25%. So what is the husband's share? Either 25% or either 50%. If you look at it properly, you will see it's just double of the wife, because the wife, she is either what? Either 12.5 or 25. And the husband's share will be what? Either 25% or either 50%. So that easy way also to remember. So obviously now we have to look at the children and so forth. And I also highlighted that there are some people that are disqualified. For example, a person who's a murderer, that he murdered his father or mother or wife or husband or whatever. So the person is supposed to inherit from, he or she, remember, murdered that person, premeditated murder and so forth, so they will not inherit. But Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says all type of murder, even by mistake. You were driving the car and it was inclement weather, the road was very, very slippery, and then Allah forbid, a huge accident took place, and the driver there drove straight, you must remember, into a tree or the opposite vehicle, and there his wife or father or son or somebody passed away, so he will not inherit. You call it al-qatlu bi-sabab. So you were the cause for the death of that person there. So that is according to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah and them. So we need to know all that details as well. So they will be disqualified, the murderer. Second person who's disqualified will be the non-Muslim. La yarithul muslimul kafir wal kafirul muslim. So remember, a Muslim cannot inherit from a non-Muslim. And by the same token, a non-Muslim cannot inherit from a Muslim. So both ways it works. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the hadith in Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations you will find it. And there is consensus and ijma on that issue among all four schools. Then there was an interesting issue we discussed also. I'm just recapping so you know, so we don't get mixed up and confused, that there's an issue of a murtad. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. A person was born a Muslim, a person embraced Islam, and then after a few weeks or months or years, he or she became a murtad, they denounced Islam, became an apostate and so forth. So in a case like that, majority scholars say he does not inherit and the Muslim also don't inherit from him. End of the story. Only Hanafis will say this detail which I'm mentioning now. Hanafis say that ma kasaba, that what he earned, a fi hali islamihi, whilst he was a Muslim, so that portion there will go to the heirs and so forth. But what he earned ba'dal irtidad, after he became a murtad and so forth, so that nobody will inherit, so among the Muslims and so forth. So that is where the difference comes. So you must then ascertain properly that which day he or she Allah forbid, became a murtad and an apostate. So there, in that case there, so he, the murtad, also, murtad means apostate. So he was Muslim and now he left Islam. Like today you have people, rulers and all of them. So you see so many Arab countries, Muslim countries, Allah forbid. So in a case like that, that they are people who are murtad and out of the fold of Islam. So the point here is, Hanafis will say that what he earned whilst he was a Muslim, that portion should go to the heirs and must go to the heirs. So that's another issue. Another one also you can use where people get disqualified, because in our time, we can't adopt the ostrich mentality and just hide things and push everything under the carpet. You know, today there are so many instances we know of. So what people know is much more, obviously. So boyfriend, girlfriend, they eloped. And thereafter, you must remember, then that lady gave birth. And this child is a haram child, harami and an illegitimate, a waladu zina. There's no blame, no sin on the child. The sin is on the boy and girl. If they are not married, they committed fornication, then it's 100 lashes for them in public. Quran says so, Surah 24, verse 2. And if they are married, or one party is married and the other party not married, so they are married, then it is the death penalty. Not married, 100 lashes. So this child that is born, the haram child, the illegitimate child, the B, remember that his or her lineage will go to the mother. Yulhaqul waladu bil um. So mother dies, child inherits. Child dies, mother inherits. But the child dies, the father, inverted commas, he does not inherit. The father dies, the child will not inherit. But what we will suggest, that the father says that I know that this is my son, my daughter. So we will request and suggest to him that you should at least bequeath 1/3 or 20-25% or something to that son or to that daughter, although it is not compulsory, mandatory upon you to do so. But just for the sake of, at least that can be part of your tawbah and part of your redemption and so forth and so on. So these are real life issues which people grapple with nowadays, and we should know about these type of issues as well.
Mufti Saab, what about the shares of the children, the sons and the daughters?
Remember that regarding the daughter's share that is mentioned in the Noble Quran, if a person passes away, father or mother, and they were survived by one daughter, so Muslim obviously, then the daughter's share is 50%. And you must remember, if it is two or more daughters, then it will be 2/3. Quran says, فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَثْنَتَيْن فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَى مَا تَرَكْ. So if it is two or more daughters, biological daughters, not adopted daughters, not stepdaughters, not foster daughters, so all that, they don't inherit. You can bequeath for them, yes, but they don't inherit. So remember, two or more daughters, then it is 2/3. وَإِن كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً, and if the daughter is one, so then فَلَهَا نِسْ, so then she'll get half. So far we understood two things about the biological daughter. If she's alone, one and only, Wahida. You'll get the daughter's name, Wahida. Only one daughter, so therefore Wahida. So you must remember, in a case like that, so 50%. And if it is, you must remember that two or more daughters, then 2/3. But what happens if they come with daughters and there's a son also? Then the other verse will come into effect, and the other sentence, لِلْزَكَرِي مِثْلُ حَذِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. So I'm giving few examples, then I'll give you few examples, Mulana, then you also work it out. So let's say the person passed away and he left two sons, two daughters. So what will we say in a case like that? So we will say 6 years. Why 6 years? 2, 2 for the sons and 1, 1 for the daughter. 5, 5. So it means that 15 shares. 10 shares for the sons, you just double up the sons. And then 5 shares for the daughter, so 15 shares like that. Turn it around, 7, 2. The one I mentioned first is sons. So 7, 2. So you will say 16 shares. So 7 shares, 7 the sons, so double it up, 14. And then 2 daughters, 16. So like that. So more than a 9, 1. What will happen in a case like that?
19.
Good. So you must remember that. So 18 shares for the sons. So, and one for the daughter. So now that is how we work. Okay. So that's why we clear. Now let us go to the next step. We do some tamarin now. You must do exercises. I told you before, my honorable Ustad and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, he passed away last year. He's buried there in Istanbul in Turkey. He wrote a wonderful book, which I taught there in Darulum, Newcastle, for 14, 15 years approximately, you know, many, many years. And I told Mohsemai that, you know, that the Siraji is not good for our students because half the Masail are so mughlaq and difficult for them. So let us use a book that is practical. So when I showed him that, he was very impressed. And so Allah give Maulana Jannatul Firdaus also, he was very, he could understand. You go today to most Darulums, you will see they won't change it because they want that book. But the people don't understand it properly. So you must remember that Al-Mawaris fi Shariatil Islamiyah fi Dawil Kitabi wa Sunnah. So excellent book that is. But I told him, Sheikh, there's one thing missing here. So he looked at me very surprised. He said, what? I said, you should don't have enough tamreen. You don't have enough practical examples. After every chapter, you should have had 5, 10, 15 examples like that. So like what we're doing now. So you see, then the mind becomes sharp, so you understand. So if you tell the student like that, one more example, take Maulana. So remember, sons are first and daughters. I tell you, 4, 8. So what it will be? 4 sons and 8 daughters. So what's the shares?
This to be 16.
16, good. So 4 sons and it will become 8 and 8 daughters. So 8, 8 it will become. So 16 shares. Now we go one step ahead, right? So now we are saying that we bring the husband in or we bring the wife in. So now we must work it out. So what we will say, I say that Mata Rajul, the person died, right? And Wakhallafa, and he left behind. Zawja, he left the wife. And he left 2 sons and 2 daughters. So what will be the answer? So the answer will be for the wife, 12.5%, right? So because there's a child or children there, so 12.5% is gone to her. Now the remainder, the residue, so this whole thing will be called asaba now. So that asaba residuaries, the remainder will go to the children. So in a case like that, so how many shares will there be? Now 12.5% is gone, finished. So how much is left? 87.5%. So that 87.5%, how many shares will we make of it? I'll give you 2-3 examples. So we will say 2 sons, 2 daughters, so we make 6 shares. So 4 shares for the son, 2, 2, and 1, 1 for the daughter. So we will take the 87.5% or the money or whatever is there left, and then we divide it by 6, and then 4 for the 2 sons and 1, 1 for the 2 daughters. So like that it will work. Are you clear, Maulana? Is it right? So turn it around now. So the wife passed away and she left, you must remember, 5 sons and 8 daughters. You can make it complicated. So let's get the masla, let's get the surah the masla again. So the who passed away now? The husband passed away, right? And he left the, what is it?
The wife passed away.
The wife passed away. So the wife passed away, make it that way. So the wife passed away and she was survived now by her husband, right? And then she was survived by 5 sons and 8 daughters. So what will happen in a case like that? So you will say the husband, ruba. So that will be 25%. Because there is a child or children here. And then you got 5 sons and you got 8 daughters. So for them, so now you know 25% is gone. So the 75% that's left. So we have to work it out now. So 5 sons, you double it up. So that's 10. And then 8 daughters, so 10 and 8, 18. So now that 75%, we divide it by the 18. You see? So that is there. So come, Maulana, let me give you 1-2 masla. So you also, then we know you're on the right path. You're not going the wrong way, you see. So this type of things here. Right. So in our mind, we all make mistakes. Nothing wrong. So, Mata Zawj. So the husband died. Wa khallafa Zawjatayn. We make it more difficult now. So he left 2 wives. He left Fatima and he left Aisha. Right. And then he left Ibnan wa Bintan. So we make that part easy. So now I tell you, Maulana, solve this problem out, that this person, yeah, and you must solve it out from point one. From point one. So you know what I told you is point one. So now you must start from there, come down, 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 and then you work out this. So then it means you understood the lesson properly. So that Mata Rajul, Mata Zawj, the husband died, wa khallafa zawjatain, and he left two wives, see, and one son and one daughter. So now start, this is the estate, the istifta, the query came to you, now solve it. So you're going to say, step number one is what? What must the family do?
We're first going to see, so he leaves the wife and the children. So the wife, the two wives will get one.
No, before all that, what must happen?
Oh, gee. So first we're going to do kafan and dafan expenses.
No, before that, there's something also. I started the lesson today with that. So what was that? Amanat. So you must see that dead person there, are there any amanat left, any trust left? You remember I told you that?
See.
And I quoted the Quranic verse. So you must see the dead people entrust him or her with anything there. So that must be given out first. That must be returned to the right. This is many a time overlooked. And then there's confusion. Somebody's watch went away in the estate. Somebody's kuruka coin went away. Somebody's jewelry went away. So that's the first thing we must do. So start from there. So first thing will be done is what? What must be done?
Amanat.
The amanat, the trust.
Chi.
The trust must be returned?
Chi.
To who?
To the rightful owners.
Right. So that's step one. Now carry on.
Chi. Then kafan dafan expenses.
Yeah. Burial funeral, expense. Burial, all that expenses, right.
Then the debts. We pay the debts.
Ah.
Then
debts of who?
For the person who passed away.
Yeah, but what debts? Human being debts, Allah's debts, whose debts?
So there's the ikhtilaf there. So we said, ahnaf, we say only for the wealth. And the debts in terms of salah.
No, only for human beings you pay the debt.
Si.
So the only for human beings you pay the debt, Muslim or non-Muslim. Si. Right.
And then the other three imams say that the debts, like such as salah, the debts to Allah, that will also be included.
No, the example you're giving is wrong. So you must remember that, that you see, it's good while you're speaking. So you must remember the debts of Allah. I never ever gave that example of salat. Why? I'll tell you now. I gave you example of zakat. I gave you example of fitrah. I gave you example of kafara. This whole business of that you must pay for the salat and so forth is only Hanafi school. Shafi's, Maliki's, somebody's don't accept it. Mm. They say there's no such thing as paying for salat. You must remember after the person. So we can't give that example. So always remember the example has to be correct. You can't say you're going to pay 30 rand per salat for the deceased if you are following the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali school. They don't accept it. They reject it. Only Hanafis have that. So when we speak about Duyunullah, the debts of Almighty Allah, it will refer to zakat, it will refer to sadaqatul fitr, fitra, it will refer to kafaratul yameen, and where people, like that. So Hanafis will say debts of human beings only, Muslim, non-Muslim. And majority scholars will say debts of human being and debts of Almighty Allah. Alright, the Chief. Next step we go.
Wasiyat, one third.
For who?
For anyone besides the inheritors.
The heirs, yeah.
Chief.
And how much can it maximum?
One third is maximum.
One third of the net estate. What is remaining now? So that is, you must remember, one third. So one example, just give me one example.
So a person made a wasiyat that this certain amount of money must come to Merkaz Sahaba. So then,
so Mawlana gave a good example.
So from his net estate, we'll take one third only.
Yeah, but if he said one third, so you must. So it can be any organization, it can be Merkaz Sahaba, you can say for Mawlana Zahid or Suleiman Mota, Suleiman Esop or whoever. So like that, you must remember. So that is good example, right? So that is one third. Then we come to what, Mawlana?
Shares for the heirs.
Yeah, nice, right. Now we come to the one I gave you. I'm repeating now. It's an exam for you, right? You see, it's good now. You're learning. So now, Mata Rajul, the husband passed away. Wa khallafa zawjatain, and he left two wives. And he left Ibnan wa Bintan, and he left one son and one daughter. So now you solve the problem. How much are we going to give the wives?
We'll give them 1/8. So that's 12.5%.
Right, but it's two wives.
So that will be split. The 12.5 will be split between the two wives.
How much did it work out?
So it will be more or less 6.25.
Perfect. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. 6 1/4, 6 1/4. 6.25, 6.25. So 12 and a half will go to the two wives. And remember, because they are two, so it don't mean that they'll get 12.5 separately. No. In the 12.5, it will be divided. Excellent. 6.25, 6.25, or 6 1/4, 6 1/4. All right? So perfect. That's very good. So now you have to see 12.5% is gone. So how much is left, the residue?
87.5%.
Perfect. Excellent. So that 87.5, and now remember this law, that when the daughter comes one or two or so forth more, then she is a wilfurus, she is a Quranic heir. But if the son comes, the son is not the Quranic heir, but the son is so powerful, he can never be deprived unless Allah forbid is a non-Muslim or a murderer or something like that, then it's different. But in normal circumstances, he must inherit. And I told you, he's so powerful, the son and the biological father, biological son or the biological father, that any siblings come of the deceased brothers, sisters, they all get deprived. Across the board, this is 100%. Again, I repeat that if the biological son of the deceased, the biological father of the deceased come, the siblings of the deceased are deprived. Remember, 100% that is across the board. So now, this person, he passed away, he left two wives, so we said 12.5%, 6 1/4, 6 1/4. So next question to you, Maulana, will be, so what is the residue? What is the balance?
So you said 87.5%.
87.5, perfect. Now what are we going to do? There's one son and one daughter. So how many shares must they get?
So it's going to be 3 shares.
Perfect. So 3 shares. So now we say 2 for the son and 1 for the daughter. They all become asaba. So remember, you call that in proper terminology residuaries. They take the balance. They take the remainder and so forth and so on. So you say that they take the residue. But residue, all that for our people is very difficult to remember. So they take the balance, right? So now when we said 87.5 is the residue, the remainder, after the wives took their shares. So now we divide that 87.5 by 3, and that will give you the share and all that. So we see we're making good progress. So what we did thus far, we worked out the share of the husband, we worked out the share of the wife, we worked out the share of the daughter, we worked out the share of the son and so forth. Now we must go, inshallah, after the break, to the parents. So that is very important. So that will be today's lesson, the shares of the biological parents. So inshallah, after the break, that is what we will explain.
Inshallah, we'll have a break now and continue after the break, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Alhamdulillah, we return back to this program and we welcome our listeners back of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahawa, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Mufti Sahab, the next question is with regards to the parents, what are the shares?
Remember that regarding the parents, Almighty Allah, if you want to know the shares of the heirs, then you must memorize these verses here, then only you will understand it. Therefore, whenever an inheritance comes to me and I write it down, till today I'll write it down in Arabic, because it makes easy, you know, this verse. So you go to Surah 4, chapter 4, and verses 11 and right up to 11, 12, and 13 and 14 are telling the two scenarios. So what are the two scenarios? If you do things properly, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and you do things incorrectly, this one gets more, you usurp the rights of one heir, or you disown somebody, or you deprive somebody who's entitled to get the share, then those people there, they're executor or the heirs or the testator, they go to Jahannam and the hellfire. See what Quran says, Surah 4 verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا And they go beyond the limits. So beyond the limits, that you take more than what you are entitled to. Or you deprive somebody, or you disown somebody, or you decree somebody's share, and so forth. So يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا So Allah dispatches such people to Jahannam, the hellfire, for a very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ And for such a person, there'll be humiliating punishment. Now let's go to the parents. So I'm reading Surah 4, and that is Surah Nisa, verse 11, the second part of it. Wali abawayhi. Now here there's balagha, here there's rhetoric, here there's a beauty, glory, style, diction of the Quran. We call this taghlib. What it means? You make one predominant over the other. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. So what you will say? You want to join them. You want to use one word. So you say Hassanain. You want to use sun and moon. So you say Shamsain. So you make the Shams predominant over the Qamar. Like that. You want to say, you must remember, for example, that Bahrain. So you got one ocean, this side, one ocean. And now you make them, join them, say Bahrain. Like that. So yeah, Wali Abaway. So Bahrain one is not 100% correct, but it's just to make you understand. So you must remember, you make one predominant over the other. So, Wali Abaway. So, the father and the mother. So, what we'll say in English? The parents. So, لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ So, for each one of them, there's 1/6. 1/6 means just under 17%. مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ So, that is what the deceased left behind. They will receive 1/6 each. That is provided their son or daughter who passed the way they have a child or children, boy or girl, doesn't matter. Walad, yeah, in this text context, yutlaku ala dhukuri wal inath, it refers to sons and daughters. So let's take an example. That my son's name is Suleiman, right? And Suleiman passes away. So now we are the parents, and he has a son. Oh, he has a daughter. So you must remember, so we as parents, we will inherit 1/6, 1/6. Easy way to understand this will be, the 1/6, 1/6 put together will be 1/3. The 1/6, 1/6 put together will be 1/3. You'd make 6. 1, 1, 1, 1. So you put 2/6 together, 2/6 is 1/3. So like that. So you must remember. But yeah, this one masla people must understand. And this is of paramount importance. The minimum share the father must receive is 1/6. It can't go lower than 1/6. You must remember that. The mother, I'll come to just now. These are laws. These are laws. You have to by heart, you have to make mental notes, you have to write down. So let me give you two examples so you will understand it. So you must remember, the son passed away, Suleiman passed away. Now Suleiman left one wife and he left one son. So we take an easy example like that, right? So who are the heirs now? So his wife is the heir, his parents are the heir, and his son is the heir. Are we clear with that?
Sure.
So let's go through it, Mahana. We go slowly, slowly. We see what we can do now. Have you got the A's clearly now?
Sure.
We know a Mata Suleiman. Suleiman, we say, Rahimahullah. He passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
So you must remember. And wa khallafa zawjatan, he left a wife. And then he left a abawain. Aban wa umman. He left mother and father. And he left ibnan. And he was survived by a son. Right. So now let's go through. So you, Maulana, how much will the wife receive? You're not supposed to know this now. How much will she get?
She'll get 1/8, 12.5%.
Yeah. How much?
12.5.
Perfect. That's correct. That's correct. And then now we're discussing the parent share. So how much will the parents get?
1/3.
1/3, but divided is? 1/6, 1/6. You must say it like that.
Mm.
So collectively, they'll get 1/3. But it means they'll get 1/6, 1/6.
Mm.
Are we clear?
Chief.
So there. So you must be clear in your mind. In inheritance, we're not allowed to make any mistake. Because if we make mistake, then it means some A is going to get more and somebody less. So wife, 12.5%. Parents, so remember, 1/6, 1/6. So collectively, 1/3. So 12.5% is gone, and 1/3 is gone. So 33 and 1/3, and 12.5 plus minus, we just say 45%. We have to work it out properly. I'm just giving now, so the public and the listeners can understand. Now, who's the left there?
The son.
The son. Remember, the son is not a Quranic heir. The Quran, the son is who? Is the asaba, residuary, the most powerful one. So he will inherit. He will inherit what?
55%.
No, yeah, the remainder, you must say. So whatever is the remainder goes to him. You don't understand? We're just using round figures, but it works out a little bit more this way, that way. So you will say the residue, the remainder, the balance will go to him. So are we clear now with that example?
Che.
So husband died, and then he left who? He was survived by his wife. He was survived by his parents, all Muslim, and he left one son. So we will say wife, because there's a child involved, so she will inherit 1/8, 12.5%. And then because there are child or children left behind, the parents will get, Quran says, لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنُمَا السُّدُسِ. All right?
Sure.
So therefore, they'll get 1/6, 1/6 each, collectively 1/3. All right? But the shares will be the same. So you must, and then the remainder will go to whom, Maulana?
The son.
Son, perfect. This is who? Son, biological son. Not adopted son, not foster son. Ibn Sulbi. What you call? Ibn Sulbi. So it means it's your own biological son. Min aslabikum. Quran says, you know. So that is Sulbi. So that means your own biological son. So that is how it will work, right? Now use the same example. Suleiman died. You understand? Suleiman passed away. And Rahimahullah is going to Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah.
Ameen.
So now he left his wife, he left his parents, but he left a daughter. You see?
See.
So he left a daughter. Now what happens in this case? One daughter he left. So let's go, let's see, Maulana, if you can solve this riddle now. This is a riddle, you see? So the riddle will be this. Now let's go through it. We did everything. Suleiman Mota passed away. We gave back the amanat, the trust, everything to his, the rightful owners. We did the burial, funeral expenses finish. We paid all his debts and everything. And then Wasiya, he said, give this masjid 1,000 rand, all that. So we did that. Now we're coming to the shares of the heirs. So now you work it out, Maulana. So he, Suleiman Mota, died, and his wife. So how much the share the wife will get?
12.5%.
12.5%. So meaning 1/8, 12.5. Perfect. How much the parents will get?
1/6 each, so 1/3.
Wow, very good. Excellent. 1/6 each, and that. Now take the share. Take the shares together, plus minus, approximately how much it works out to?
45%.
Plus minus 45. Now, we come, now there's one daughter only. In the previous lesson, you learned, if there's one daughter, what's the share, Maulana?
She'll get half.
Ah, perfect, excellent. Wa in kaad, your mind must go straight. Wa in kaanat wahidatan falahan nis. So, if there's a daughter, she must get 50%.
Hmm.
Now, there's a big question mark. But if we're going to give the wife the 12.5%, we gave 1/6, 1/6 to the parents, and we gave now 50% to the daughter, there's still a residue left. So plus minus 5%. Now what happens to that, Maulana? So write this law. This is a new law now we're giving. The law I gave you is this just now. The minimum, the father must receive is 1/6.
Hmm.
But the father is that noble personality that yarithu a minal jihatain. He inherits both ways. His 1/6 is the Quranic share.
Hmm.
Right? Because he's a Quranic heir. And that 5% residue, whatever he's going to inherit, he will inherit as a asaba, as a residuary. So we will say, this is the shares. So first we will say, remember, will be, I'm going to break it up now. So we will say first for the wife, how much? 12.5%. Clear?
Chief.
Then we will say for the mother, 1/6. Understood? So that. And then we got the daughter, 50%. I'm still leaving out the father. Isn't it so?
Chief.
So the father now, his share will be 1/6 initially. So why 1/6 initially? Because Quranic, eh? But when we look at it, there's still 5% or more left. So now that remainder will also go to the father because he inherits both ways by virtue of him being a Quranic heir and by virtue of him being a residuary from the asaba also. You got it?
Sure.
But that will not happen when there's a son involved, like the first example. So there the father will only get 1/6. And everything else will go to the son. Because the son is not the Quranic heir. He will take everything.
Chief.
Are we clear with that now? So remember that, because that's a trick question. Normally we ask the students, we put like this, first the son and then we put daughter. Then they get stuck. Now what happens? You see? So remember, that is how the daughter will still get her, the son, daughter will get her 50%, the son will get, remember, everything of the remainder, but when there's a daughter there and there's residue, there's still a balance, then that balance will go to the father. Are we clear?
Chief.
Understood all that now properly? Right. Chief. Now here there's another usul, another law I have to give you and make you understand. So that is now, if you understand this in Arabic, is very good. Let's go in front now. فَإِلَّمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلَدُ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثِ. A person dies, and the heirs of that person are the parents. You understood? There's no child, no children, nothing. So the mother will get 1/3. So meaning that there is no child, there is no, you must remember, son, daughter. The heirs are the parents. So in a case like that, so the parents will inherit, you make 3 shares. Because Allah is saying, فَلِ أُمِّهِ ثُلُثِ, the mother will get 1/3. So common sense dictates that the remaining will be how much? 2/3. And that 2/3 will go to who? To the father. Are we clear?
Sure.
So the person died, Suleiman died, Suleiman Mota. And he was survived by his parents. He was survived by his brothers and sisters. Children. So you must remember, don't say brothers and sisters. Just say, he was, okay, that will come to the next one. I don't want to confuse you. So let's just say that he was survived by his parents, right? So in a case like that, so the mother of the deceased, Suleiman, she will get 1/3. And the father will get 2/3. Understood? That's clear?
Sure.
Understand everything. So that is in that case. Now we come to the next one. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ. Now this word here, Maulana, you have to look at it carefully. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ. The lahu, the zamir, the pronoun goes to the mayyit. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ فَإِنْ كَانَ لِلْمَيِّتِ. So if the deceased has got brothers or sisters, or one brother, one sister, so it means, ikhwa means two. Ikhwa means two. So what it means, the tafsir, you can make tafsir like this. Commentary explanation. Ikhwa, two brothers. Ikhwa, two sisters. Ikhwa, one brother, one sister. Ikhwa can mean any type of brother, any type of sister. Whether it is full brother, same parents, or it is, you must remember, half brother, half sister, from the father's side, or from the mother's side. And that. So all that will be included. So what does it mean? So it means that when an estate comes, now the example I was giving you now, I said that Suleiman died and passed away. So he survived by his father, mother, and one brother and one sister. Right. Min ayyi jihatin kanat, from any direction, whether it's full brother, half sister, whatever, it doesn't matter. So then the mother will get for the ummihi sudus. So the mother will get what? 1/6.
Three.
You see? So no more 1/3, she'll get 1/6. And the remainder, the residue. So what is the residue, Molana? 1/6 goes to the mother. So what's the residue?
1/5.
Not 1/5,
5/6.
You got it?
Chi.
5/6. So 1/6 will go to the mother, 5/6 will go to the
father.
You clear?
Chi.
So that is how you must understand. The usul, you must remember, write this down. You must write it down with gold for inheritance purposes. Inda wujudil walad, once there is a child of the deceased, a biological child, then for the mother of the deceased, there's 1/6. Inda wujudil walad, when there's a child for the deceased, and the deceased is survived by his or her mother, biological mother, then the mother gets 1/6. We clear?
Sure.
Second usul, inda wujudit ta'addud, when there are two or more siblings of the deceased, whether his brother, whether his sister, whether his half, whether his full, it doesn't matter. So inda wujudit ta'addud, so when there are two or more brothers, two or more sisters, one brother, one sister, whether it's half or full, so those are still there. They are the brothers, sisters, siblings of the deceased, and the mother is alive, then the mother will receive 1/6. In when these two cases are not there, then the mother will get 1/3. We got it now?
Chief.
So it's very easy if you put dry deep in your head. Inda wujudil walad. So when there's a child of the deceased, how much for the mother? How much
1/6.
1/6. When there is inda wujudil ta'addud. Ta'addud means inda et. Wujud present. Ta'addud, there are two or more brothers, two or more sisters, one brother, one sister or more. So then the mother will get
1/6.
And if that doesn't happen, there's no child, there's no two or more, then the mother will receive
1/3.
1/3. You got it now?
True.
So that is how you must remember. And the father, you will say, his share will be 1/6 minimum, and many times he'll get the remainder also because of the his asaba also. So you see? So now we worked out who share. So let's take one masla, only one. Easy one we take. You understand? So we say that this person, Suleiman Mota, passed away. Right? And now Suleiman Mota passed away and he left a daughter. He left first wife, one wife, and he left a daughter, he left father, and he left mother. You see? And he left brothers, sisters. Right? So you must have. So how much the wife will get quickly, Molana?
She'll get 1/8, 12.5%.
She'll get 1/8, 12.5%. That's finished. So how much the father, mother will get?
They will get 1/6.
1/6, 1/6 each, you must say.
So one third.
1/3, right? So see, 1/6, 1/6. So if just look at the percentage, there's 1/3 gone there and then that. And then remember that there's a daughter. And the daughter will get how much?
Daughter will get half.
Half, 50%. So when we count all the shares, so it plus minus 95%. Isn't it so? And now he's got a brother also, or he's got a sister also. You don't understand. So will they inherit or not, Molana?
No.
Why they won't inherit?
The father is.
Very good. Excellent. So the father is the hajib. The father deprives them. You understood? The law is, once there's a father, he deprives the siblings. Once there is the biological son. Now my question to you, that remaining 5, 5.5, 6%, whatever it is, who will inherit that? Will it go to the wife? Will it go to the mother? Will it go to the daughter? To who it will go?
To the father.
Very good. So the first 1/6 he inherited how? Because he's a
Quranic.
Right. And this 5-6%, whatever it is, that fraction, so he's inheriting because he is?
Asaba.
Right. Very good. Now, Mawlana, 100% you're on Sirat al-Mustaqim. So you're on the right path now. So you worked out Suleiman's shares properly. Rahimahullah. Suleiman is happy that his heirs are getting the full shares and so forth. So, but you have to put 10, 20 examples every day. And then you play with all that. And then you come to understand it and so forth. So mashallah, today we finish the shares of the parents as well. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.